Good afternoon. While temperatures will be much cooler today than recent days, we're still on the milder side of a disturbance now evolving over the Ohio Valley. This disturbance is producing a south-southeast wind flow, which is pulling in moisture off of the Atlantic Ocean and headed our way in the form of cloud cover and scattered showers. Scattered showers will be common through the afternoon, especially from I-90 south and east of the Hudson River, while in the northern part of New York, westbound through the Tug Hill Plateau and central and western New York, a steadier rain will fall today. In these locations, temperatures will have a difficult time reaching through the 50s. In the greater Capital District and points east will be in the lower 60s, while the mid and lower Hudson Valley in southern New England will manage to get into the middle and upper 60s for afternoon highs today. Still on the milder side of this system tonight, we'll have clouds and a few scattered showers, areas of fog and drizzle with lows back into the 50s, and more steady rain for central New York and northern parts of the state into the Champlain Valley and northern Vermont tomorrow, while the rest of the region will be mainly dry with a few scattered showers, allowing temperatures to reach into the upper 60s to around 70. With this system pulling through late in the day tomorrow and tomorrow night, big changes heading in our direction toward much colder air. It'll first be realized in northern and western parts of New York, then the rest of the region as we head into Saturday morning. By Saturday afternoon, temperatures will only be in the 40s to around 50, with a gusty northwest wind and a chilly, light rain, with wet snow likely across the Adirondacks and Green Mountains. It'll tend to dry out for the second half of the weekend, still blustery and cool, though, on Sunday in the mid-50s with a mix of sun and clouds. Another disturbance may bring a few showers on Monday morning, then a reinforcing shot of colder air Monday afternoon through the middle of next week with highs all 3 days only around 50 degrees. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, after making landfall on the north side of Luzon Island in the Philippines yesterday, a weaker Typhoon Haima is now over the open water of the South China Sea. Maximum sustained winds have come down to 105 miles per hour, but gusts are still up to 125 miles per hour. The typhoon is located about 325 miles east-southeast of Hong Kong and is expected to make landfall again just up the coast overnight tonight. And the National Hurricane Center is monitoring an elongated area of low pressure located about 300 miles east-northeast of the central Bahamas. The disturbance is moving northward at about 10 miles per hour. Although the associated shower and thunderstorm activity remains disorganized, environmental conditions could become a little more conducive for the low to acquire some tropical characteristics during the next day or so, and the system could still become a subtropical or tropical cyclone before it merges with a cold front over the western Atlantic late tomorrow. A NOAA reconnaissance aircraft is scheduled to investigate this system this afternoon if necessary. Regardless of development, locally heavy rainfall is possible over Hispaniola and Puerto Rico today. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy, a few showers near 70, Boston a mix of sun and clouds in the lower 60s, and in Buffalo cloudy with rain likely and highs in the upper 50s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 58 degrees, the average low, 38, the record high, 80, set in 1965, and the record low, 18, in 1972. Sunrise this morning at 7:15 a.m. Sunset this evening, 6:04 p.m., 10 hours and 49 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with showers likely today and highs in the upper 50s. Rain tonight, perhaps heavy at times, and lows in the lower to mid-50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, some sunshine but clouds winning out this afternoon with a few scattered showers possible and highs in the mid to upper 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with a few showers, also areas of fog and drizzle with lows in the mid to upper 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with showers likely today and highs in the upper 50s to around 60. Rain tonight, perhaps heavy at times, and lows in the lower to mid-50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills. Mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers possible today and highs in the mid-60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with a few showers, also areas of fog and drizzle with lows in the mid-50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers possible today and highs in the lower 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with a few showers, also some fog and drizzle with lows in the mid-50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered showers with a steadier rain in northern and central New York with temperatures in the upper 60s to the south and east and staying in the 50s to the north and west. On Saturday, mostly cloudy, windy, and much colder for everyone. Rain showers likely with some wet snow in the Adirondacks and Green Mountains in the 40s to around 50. Breezy, cool Sunday, a mix of sun and clouds, mid-50s. Increasing sunshine, windy, and cool Monday, lower 50s. And mostly sunny skies Tuesday and Wednesday of next week, but temperatures staying only near 50 degrees. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiano.